Hey, you're listening to Big Picture Radio. I'm Becca.
And I'm Chantel.
And we're here in San Diego at the Met School with a couple of students. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
I'm Brianna Taylor. I'm a senior at the San Diego Met.
I'm Ellie Rasmussen. I'm a senior at the Met.
I'm Daniel Fleming, and I'm a junior at the San Diego Met.
I'm Austin Lopez, and I'm a sophomore at the San Diego Met.
I'm Henry Ragsdale. I'm a freshman at the San Diego Met.
So we're here to just learn about the differences of schools. We're going around to a couple different schools. The first question I pretty much want to ask is, what's your favorite thing about being at the Met?
Being located on a college campus is really awesome. There's a lot of benefits towards it. Getting college credits and also having the resources that they all use is pretty awesome.
And I like how it's more one-on-one from different schools that are more spread out with like a school population of like over like 2,500 compared to a school population that's only 250. You really tend to get like a lot more one-on-one time and just like get to know your teachers a little more, and it's a lot better with the workload, so you don't have to really worry about some stuff.
I definitely love the internships that the school has. It's been my favorite part since ninth grade. If it weren't for the internships, I probably wouldn't have come to this school. I've had 4 internships for the past 4 years, and each of them have contributed to my, not only my academic life, but my personal life in a various amount of ways. So I'm really grateful to have internships.
Along with the internships, I'd say the whole school feel is just like we're all family. Each classroom is pretty close together, I would say. Even in between classrooms, you feel like you can connect with the students, and each student helps each other, I would say.
Going back to the internships, being in being in California, it's such a big state. Do you have, what's the different range of distance between internships, like from the school to your internships?
Well, my internship is 5 minutes away from my house. And I'm about 20 minutes away from my school, so my internship is about 20 minutes away from my school, so it's fairly close. It's not that bad of a drive.
I don't have an internship yet, but I'm in the process of getting an interview, but the internship I hope to get is just, like, literally, like, 2 minutes away, so I can just roll out of bed and don't have to really worry about the gas driving. But I live, like, 45 minutes away, if even that, 30, so it's pretty far of a drive, but it's worth it coming here because, you know, you get all the benefits of, like somebody said, college credits, and, the internship program is pretty awesome.
I've had internships all over San Diego. Some were really far, like National City. I had to commute, like, 35 minutes to get to it, and some are even close. Like, I walked to the internship I have now. It's 2 blocks away, so that's the cool thing about being located in San Diego. There's so many internships that you can pretty much intern wherever.
I agree. I think that the site or location where you want the internship to be just varies, but we have them all over the county and many distances.
What are your interests?
Right now, I've been looking at auto mechanics, working at an auto repair shop. So the place I'm looking at is literally half a mile from my house.
Well, I want to be an engineer, but since I'm younger in high school, it's harder for me to find an internship that's close to my house and that's affordable for the schedule.
Mm-hmm. I'm interested in becoming a doctor, majoring in psychology specifically. So for my past 3 internships have all been biology-based, and I've interned at health centers, I interned with a periodontist, I interned in an actual biology lab, and this year I'm actually focusing more on my artistic side, so I'm interning for an arts director.
And I'm also interested in becoming a psychologist, more of a child psychologist, family therapist. I've been working a lot with children, younger children with disabilities.
As of right now, for me at least, I don't really know my interests, but the thing that's good about it is I have plenty of time to like test the waters and see where I'm at and what I want to do and I don't want to do. So when I actually graduate high school, I know, have like a feel of what I don't want to go into and what more I'm better at and I would like to pursue.
That's the best thing about internships. It's not only for you to help the company or whoever you're working for, it's also to find what you want to do with yourself and your career.
So we know you guys do exhibitions, so how do you guys feel about exhibitions?
When I first came here in ninth grade, hearing that we had to do 4 exhibitions for the whole year, throughout the year, I cried. I was really, really scared because I hated talking in front of people. But now that I'm a senior and we've done, 10 of them already, yeah. It's nothing now, and I actually enjoy doing it.
Exhibitions for me were kind of difficult because coming into here, I wasn't here last year, so I'm in 10th grade. So last year, 9th grade, we didn't have exhibitions. And so coming into here, figuring out that we need to get our stuff together and present it in front of people and talk in front of people, which honestly, I mean, it kind of was my strong point, but just it kind of depends on what the kind of person you are and if you care about what somebody thinks about you. Obviously, in exhibitions, you're going to be more less strong of yourself and more shy and just kind of stay in that corner. But if you're more outgoing, exhibitions are going to be a lot easier for you because you're going to be able to present in front of people, and it just all depends. And exhibitions itself takes a while to prepare, and you kind of have to know how to save up your work. And but in the end, once you do it and once you're done with it, it's kind of gratifying because you know what you did, and you did it and you just spoke in front of people.
Exhibitions are a lot of work, and as Brianna said, we have done a lot of them. We had to do 4 our freshman year, but I'm grateful that I've had them because I had a huge fear of public speaking, and being forced to do public speaking so many times a year has definitely helped me get through that. So I'm overall grateful for the exhibition.
The exhibitions have helped me also. At first I wasn't ready to present my first time. It was really bad. But the second time it became easier and easier to just do better each time. It builds confidence in you, I think.
When I found out that we had to do exhibitions, I was scared. But it helped to organize our projects and everything that we were doing because there were certain requirements that we had to do in our exhibitions. So what did you guys do to prepare for your exhibitions?
What I did to prepare for mine, I took everything I had did from the first day of school and put it all in all as one to see what I could talk about in my exhibition, from the good to the bad, to what I felt that I need to improve on and what I need to get better in some of my classes.
Do you guys have extracurricular activities?
I play football and baseball for my home high school. That's 2 minutes away. Not even 2 minutes, maybe 5-10. So I play for them, and I also skateboard, and it's kind of harder here because there's no sports teams and stuff. So
yeah. We have the same thing at our school. We do have extended day though, so it's required for freshmen to take it. Extended day.
Three classes.
Three.
Or two.
Three, two. Like the first year. Yeah. The extracurricular activities we have here at school are yearbook, which I did the first 2 years of high school, and we also have ASB, which is Associated Student Body. I was treasurer last year, and now I'm the senior representative. We also have a math club.
We have an honors.
An honors club.
French and Italian.
And a French and Italian club. And those are all after school.
We used to have a Christian club.
Yeah. But those are the clubs that we have at school.
And a music club.
And a music club.
Students here have the opportunity to start their own club even if they want to. So
all they have to do is get a proposal from ASB.
And get enough people to join.
Yes. And find a teacher who's willing to be there after school.
Mm-hmm. And provide supplies.
How do you feel the Met has changed you?
Well, I think I'll go for this one. The Met has changed me a ridiculous amount. Last year, I was all over the place. Wasn't organized, had one binder, papers were falling all over the place. My backpack was crazy, papers at the bottom all crumpled up. And coming here, it's a big change because you have each and every binder for every one of your core classes. So I have one for English, history, math, and science. So I usually, it's easier here because you have people on you telling you need to be organized, whether at the old schools, it's kind of casual and laid back. They don't care. So if you get your work done, you get your work done. They don't care if you're organized or not. But here I've learned how to write in my super calendar, pre-plan, use my time wisely, and just pre-act for assignments and know what I need to do. Whenever I get one thing done, need to focus on what I get done, whenever I get that done, what I need to do next.
Before I came to this school, I was not doing a good job at all. In middle school, I was a C student, and I was definitely hanging out with the wrong crowd. So my parents decided to take me out and took me here, and I've definitely changed in a very, very positive way. I have a very high GPA now, and I actually care about my education. And before I came here, I didn't even want to go to college. I didn't want to do anything, and now I'm really striving for the best for myself.
By looking only at the academics of the Met, I would say that it's just helped me get ready for college and prep for what college I think I'd want to go to. It's very college prep oriented, and it gives you many opportunities to look at various colleges.
What kinds of projects do you do?
We have our LTI projects, which are projects with our internship. Basically, what that project is finding a way to benefit and help out the internship in like a bigger way. Because we obviously help them out every Tuesday and Thursday when we go, but the project is like a main project that we're supposed to work on.
In my class, we also do like book reports and like these book responses, to where we read a book and we kind of make like this. We take out like our imaginary and creative side and we create a book cover, so to say, and what you're going to do is, based off what you read, you take construction paper, and if it's like I read a Magic Treehouse book, and so on the front book cover, I put a treehouse, and like grass, and then like trees and stuff, and then inside it, I put like 2 to 3 paragraph summary on what the book was, and yeah, that's my main project.
Along with the book responses and LTIs, there's many opportunities to do projects, like we have a project for each class, pretty much. I would say you have Spanish projects, history projects, science projects, and just it gives you a chance to overview what you've done for that semester.
We wanted to conclude this interview by thanking all of you for coming and answering our questions. I'm Becca.
And I'm Chantel.
And keep listening to Big Picture Radio.